Ever feel like navigating the business world? It's
Really?
like you're just sailing without a map. You're in uncharted waters.
Oh, absolutely.
That's kind of where security governance comes in.
Yeah.
It's the compass and the map guiding companies to protect their most valuable assets.
Right.
And you know what? It's not just about preventing those data breaches that you see, you know.
Yeah, the big
On the
one.
headlines, though, that's a huge part of it.
Huge.
It's really about making sure security is just baked into the DNA of an organization.
Yeah.
So it's not holding the business back, but it's actually helping it thrive.
It's helping it.
So we're diving into the CRISP document today, and this really breaks down why a solid security foundation is so important.
Yeah, it's critical.
And don't worry, we're cutting through all the jargon to bring you
Absolutely.
the good stuff.
Yeah.
One of the things that really stood out to me was aligning security with what matters to the business. I mean, it makes sense when you think about it, right?
Absolutely. The document really drives home that security. It's not some isolated department.
Right.
It's got to be in sync with the big picture,
Okay.
the goals, the mission, the values of a company.
So it's not just about locking down every file and hiding everything under a cybersecurity umbrella.
Not at all. Think of it this way. If a company's main goal is to launch a new product,
Okay.
security should be there to ensure a smooth and a secure launch,
Oh.
protect their intellectual property, and build trust with the customers.
So it's more about being a strategic partner,
Yes.
almost like a security consultant working with the business units, not against them.
Exactly. And that's when you start to see magical things happen, the buy-in from the top,
Right.
the resources flowing into security initiatives, because suddenly it's not just about avoiding risk, it's about how strong security contributes to the company's success.
That makes a ton of sense.
Yeah.
And speaking of success, one thing that always trips people up is who is ultimately responsible for security?
Yeah.
Is it everyone? Is it no one? This document dives into that whole accountability versus responsibility.
Yeah. And it's a critical distinction.
Okay.
A lot of times those are used interchangeably, and it just leads to a lot of confusion and finger pointing when things go wrong.
Oh, tell me about it. I've seen that firsthand.
Yeah.
So how does Chris break it down?
Think of it like this. Responsibility is very task-oriented.
Okay.
So you can be responsible for backing up your files, for implementing a specific security control,
Right.
but accountability sits higher up the ladder.
So even though everyone might have their own responsibilities when it comes to security, if a major data breach happens, someone at the top is ultimately held accountable.
Precisely. It's about who has the authority to make decisions,
Gotcha.
allocate resources, set the overall security strategy.
Okay, so we've established that security needs to be in line with the big picture goals of the company,
Right.
and that, you know, while everyone plays a role, accountability rests with those at the top.
Yep.
But how do we actually do security well? Where do we even begin?
That's where those security frameworks come in.
Okay.
Those acronyms you might have stumbled across, ISO, COBIT, NIST. Pick a
Right.
whole nother language, but they're
So,
really just blueprints.
blueprints. So
Yeah.
instead of every company having to start from scratch and reinvent the security wheel, these frameworks provide a kind of pre-built structure.
Exactly. They've already done a lot of the heavy lifting in terms of identifying best practices,
Okay.
controls, processes that organizations can adopt and adapt to their specific needs.
Okay, that makes them a little less intimidating.
Yeah.
But with so many frameworks out there, how does a company even know where to start? Is it like choosing which phone to buy? Everyone's got an opinion, and you end up more confused than when you started.
It can feel that way, but thankfully there's a bit more logic to it than choosing a new phone.
Okay.
Think of it like this. Different frameworks have different strengths and are suited for different types of organizations and industries. For instance, a financial institution, right? Dealing with mountains of sensitive customer data, they might gravitate toward ISO 27001.
Okay.
It's known for its rigorous approach.
Makes sense. You don't want to mess around when it comes to people's bank accounts.
Exactly. On the other hand, a nimble startup
Yeah?
might find COBIT a better fit,
Okay.
offers more flexibility,
Okay.
focuses on aligning IT activities with business goals.
So it's all about finding the right tool for the job, just like any other aspect of running a business.
Precisely.
Okay.
And here's where it gets really interesting.
Yeah.
The document points out that even when you've nailed down your security framework,
Yeah.
things can get
You
complicated.
mean like when a new virus hits the scene or hackers find some new way to cause chaos?
Those are definitely curveballs.
Right.
But the document highlights a different kind of challenge, mergers and acquisitions.
The corporate world's version of shaking a snow globe.
Right.
Everything gets tossed in the air. You're not quite sure where it'll land.
It's a great analogy.
Yeah.
Mergers and acquisitions can really shake up even the most well-defined security approaches.
I can imagine. Suddenly you've got two companies, each with their own way of doing things.
Totally.
Their own security systems.
For sure.
And probably even their own ideas about what good security even looks like.
You've hit the nail on the head.
Right.
The document calls out those potential clashes in security cultures.
Okay.
As a major pain point.
Yeah.
One company might be all about strict access controls, constant monitoring.
Okay.
While the other one prefers a more, laid back approach.
And trying to blend those two extremes is like trying to mix oil and water. It's not going to be pretty.
It can be a real challenge. And it's not just about the technology either.
Right.
Imagine the human element.
Oh, yeah.
Employees used to doing things one way.
Totally.
Suddenly having to adapt to a whole new set of security protocols.
And let's not forget the sheer chaos of merging IT systems.
Oh, tell me about it.
Which always seems to unearth a few hidden vulnerabilities along the way.
All of that is compounded by the pressure.
Oh, yeah.
To make the merger or acquisition as smooth as possible from a business perspective.
Right.
And it's easy to see how security can get lost in the shuffle.
So how does an organization even begin to tackle these security challenges in the midst of a merger or acquisition? Is there a secret sauce?
While there's no magic formula.
Okay.
The document emphasizes having a flexible and adaptable security framework.
So being able to think on your feet and adjust your security sales based on the winds of change.
Exactly. And that means going beyond just checking boxes
Okay. And
having a deep understanding of the risks involved.
Which brings us to those two terms that always seem to trip people up.
Yes.
Due diligence.
Right.
And due care.
Yeah.
I'll admit, I used to think they were pretty much the same thing.
They're definitely related.
Okay.
But understanding the nuance is important.
Okay.
The document explains that due diligence is all about being proactive.
Okay.
It's that upfront effort of understanding the risks, identifying vulnerabilities.
Gotcha.
And taking steps to prevent those risks from becoming a reality.
So it's like doing your homework before you make a big decision.
Yeah.
You wouldn't buy a house without getting an inspection first.
Perfect analogy. Due diligence in the security world is all about those inspections,
yeah.
Those vulnerability assessments, those penetration tests that tell you where your weak points are.
Okay, so you've done your due diligence.
Yeah.
You've got a handle on the risks.
Yep.
Now what?
Now
that's where due care comes in.
You got it. Due care is all about action.
Okay.
It's how you demonstrate that you're taking those risks seriously and taking steps to mitigate them based on what you learned during due diligence.
It's like that old saying, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, right?
Right.
You're not just hoping for the best. You're actively building that security posture to weather any storms.
Exactly. And the beauty of due care is it's not a one-time thing.
Right.
It's about continuously monitoring, adjusting, and improving your security based on new information, new threats, and even lessons learned from those inevitable security hiccups.
Because let's face it, no system is foolproof.
That's right.
Yeah.
But having that solid foundation of security governance,
right,
understanding the business goals,
yeah,
defining those roles and responsibilities, choosing the right framework and embracing due diligence and due care, that's what makes all the difference.
Okay.
It's about managing risks, not living in fear of them.
This has been a fascinating deep dive.
It has.
Yeah, we've covered a ton of ground.
We did.
From aligning security with business goals to navigating the wild world of mergers and acquisitions.
Absolutely.
And we've seen how important it is to move beyond simply checking boxes and really embedding security into like the fabric of an organization.
Yeah, it's got to be part of the DNA.
So as we wrap up here,
What's
the one key takeaway you hope our listener walks away with today?
I think the biggest thing is that security governance, it's not just about technology or policies.
Right.
It's about people.
Right.
It's about creating a culture where everyone understands their role in protecting what matters most to the organization.
And that protecting those assets really starts with that proactive mindset of due diligence.
Yes.
Knowing your risks.
Yes.
And taking those steps to mitigate them before they become major headaches.
Absolutely. Security is a journey, not a destination.
Right.
And every step you take to strengthen your security posture is a step in the right direction.
Well said. So to our listener out there, we'll leave you with this.
Okay.
Think about your own corner of the world.
Yeah.
Your work, your online life,
yeah,
even your physical belongings.
Mm-hmm.
What are those things that you value most?
Right.
Now take a moment to consider. Are you practicing due diligence in those areas?
Yeah. Are you being proactive?
Are you taking those steps to protect what matters most to you?
Good question.
That's all the time we have for today's deep dive. We hope you found it insightful and maybe even a little bit inspiring.
Yeah, for sure.
Until next time, stay curious, stay engaged, and stay secure.